This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Lynn English head coach Chris Carroll. And Chris, you're opening up the season your second year as head coach. How's that feel?
Feels very good, Bill. It's good to be back in the fall and getting the swing of things, and the guys are ready to go.
This game, when you play Swampscott, it's for the Blydell Cup in honor of Jeff Blydell. Tell me your connection with Jeff Blydell.
So Jeff Blydell was he was an important figure in my life. He was I played against his son Chris growing up ever since we were young kids through Little League, Pop Warner, and then through high school. And then after high school, Jeff had started a baseball team in the North Shore Baseball League called the North Shore Phillies. And he'd reached out to me. Obviously, Chris was the focal point of the team, and then a bunch of other guys on the North Shore that we, you know, that had baseball connections. And I currently run the team now in Jeff's absence, but I played for him for the better part of 9 years, and he taught me a lot about coaching, taught me a lot about playing the game the right way, and he was a tremendous person. And I think both Swampscott and I are honored to have this game represent him.
Yeah. If you were to give the outlook for Lynn English High football for this year as far as returning players, experience, lack of experience, how would you describe the Bulldogs this year?
I think our experience this year lies up front, our front seven on defense particularly. A lot of starters back, older guys. Our inexperience is in the skill positions. I say that, we have a sophomore quarterback, but it's also a second year starting. So I wouldn't necessarily call him inexperienced. He's just young. But we do have some younger guys at receiver and running back, and we have some newer starters in the secondary.
You know, you guys are coming off a scrimmage last Friday against Wakefield High School, obviously a great opponent to tune up with. And so how's the preseason gone for you guys?
You know, it's gone well. A little different this year with the adjusted schedule by the MIAA, which has worked out great. The extra practice time's awesome. And I think a huge difference from this year and last year is just the kids the kids being familiar with the system, both offensively and defensively. That's been the biggest adjustment in us coaches. It's been we have much more been able to install more things in a more timely basis this year around.
Well, maybe a thumbnail sketch. I don't need lineups from you here, but maybe if I was a scout and looking at your team offensively and defensively, who are several key names that would jump out on the field if I were watching you guys?
I'll start defensively, and there's a couple guys right away: Frank Perry and Emil Rossi. These Frankie's a senior offensive lineman, defensive lineman, captain, and you'll notice him right away. One of our better all-around football players, Emil Rossi. You'll notice from his pure size, and he is a very strong and he's an impactful player on the D-line. Chris Gomez and Jacob Miller, two more captain linebackers, both very good football players, and we're expecting big things from them on defense. Offensively, again, you'll see Frankie anchoring that line, Matt Severance at quarterback. We're a spread offense, so our offense goes through the quarterback, and we're expecting a big year from him. And then alongside John Cosmas, who's another senior captain, two-way player, free safety, and he'll play a little bit of everything on offense, inside receiver, outside receiver, running back. All those guys right away are impact guys.
All right. Finally, the game against Swampscott. They've got the same offense back, I guess, maybe a few tweaks or whatever, but what are you expecting from Swampscott this year in this game this year?
I'm expecting a well-coached team. Coach Strand does a great job over there. They are a true spread offense. I mean, they were the originators, at least on the North Shore, way back when. They like to throw the ball. They have a good, efficient quarterback, it looks like. They get some very good skill, athletic players, and I'm expecting a hard-fought game from both sides, and I would expect nothing less with an English-Swampscott game.
And final question, especially the first time we talked during the year, I'd love to have you give a shout-out to your coaching staff. I don't know if there are any changes this year for the Bulldogs, but who's coaching with you this year?
I'm going to try and make sure I don't forget anybody right here. We have a relatively large staff, so I have Sam Hill.
You mean in numbers, not size.
Oh, yes.
You got
yes,
some size, too.
Yes,
yeah.
pure numbers. So we added to it. But Sam Hill's our defensive coordinator. He does a fantastic job. Steve Habrick's our offensive line coach. Jared Wallace is our defensive line coach. Mike Velasquez is our special teams coach. Doug Mullins is our running backs coach. Matt Griffin is an assistant O-line and D-line coach. We have Scott Fury. He's our wide receiver coach. We have my brother, Steve Carroll. He helps out with the defensive line as well as the running backs. We have P.J. Holy and Chris Holy, as well as Alphonse Mina, who all run the freshman program. And we have Mackenzie Charles, who has recently been named the head girls basketball coach at English, and he's been a huge addition to our staff. And these guys work extremely hard, and you know, I ask a lot of them, and they they're up for every meeting. You know, it's football's a it's a long season to coach and long nights, but they do a great job, and I wouldn't be here without those guys. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, that's more like a phone book than a coaching staff, but there's a reference from too many years ago, I guess.
I'll tell you right now, I probably forgot somebody, and I really hope I didn't right there. But if I did, I apologize. But they're great. I have a great staff. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Gotcha. All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.